The finals in Class A and Class 4 after the semifinals were played on Thursday. In Class A, it was second-ranked at St. Ansgar, blowing out Wapsie Valley 31-7. Porter Schwieso had two passing and two rushing touchdowns. MMCRU also blew out West Sioux 28-0 as Eli Harper now had four passing touchdowns, so it'll be MMCRU, the top seed, and the second seed, St. Ansgar, coming up next week in the state championship game. State championship game set as well in 4A. Pella rolls by Sergeant Bluff Luton 35-14. Emmanuel Deers ran for 197 yards and three touchdowns in the win. And Cedar Rapids Xavier would edge Newton 31-24. Carter Hoffman ran for 130 yards on 20 carries in the win. More semifinals up at the Dome today. Getting everything underway at 10 o'clock this morning in Class 1A. It'll be Grundy Center, the 2 seed, against the 3 seed in Regina. The top seed, West Lyon, will take on the 4 seed, South Hardin, at around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up late this afternoon and this evening in Class 5A, it'll be Dowling Catholic, the number 1 seed, against the 6 seed Valley at 4 o'clock. And then at around 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be the 2 seed Waukee Northwest taking on the 4 seed in Iowa City at Liberty. 2A star Shohei Ohtani won his 4th MVP award in unanimous vote for the National League honor, and Aaron Judge earned the American League accolade for a 3rd time. Ohtani won an MVP for the 3rd straight year, his 2nd in the NL with the Dodgers after 2 years in the AL with the Angels. All 4 have been unanimous. Judge became the New York Yankees' 4th 3-time winner, edging Seattle's Cal Raleigh with 17 first-place votes to 13 for the switch-hitting catcher. The vote was the closest for an MVP since the Angels' Mike Trout topped Houston's Alex Bregman by 17-13 in 2019. The New England Patriots are winners of 8 straight games. A rookie at Travion Henderson rushed for 2 touchdowns and made a touchdown catch as the Patriots beat the Jets 27-14 last night. Drake May threw for 281 yards and a touchdown. New England is 9-2, the best record in the NFL, pending this weekend's games. Quarterback Brock Purdy returns to the starting lineup for the 49ers this week after missing 6 games with a toe injury. Coach Kyle Shanahan announced yesterday that Purdy will start against Arizona coming up on Sunday. Braden Smith scored 29 points, including 21 in the second half, and the number 2 Purdue beat 8th-ranked Alabama 87-80 on Thursday night in the first matchup of top 10 teams this season. The other game in top 25 college men's basketball was number 17 Michigan State over San Jose State 79-60. In the Big 12 on the men's side of things, West Virginia down Pittsburgh 71-49, and it was Kansas State over California last night 99-96. Layla Hayes had 14 points to go at 10 rebounds for in freshman's first double-double. Ava Hayden and Shadizi Wright also scored 14 points apiece, and number 21 Iowa rolled by Drake 100-58 last night in women's basketball. Elsewhere in top 25 college women's basketball, number 9 Maryland knocked off Townsend 88-270. It was 12th-ranked Tennessee over Belmont 68-58, and at number 3 UCLA downed 11th-ranked North Carolina 78-60. In the Big 12, Kansas State falls last night as South Dakota stays undefeated with a 72-71 victory. It was at Texas Tech over SMU 91-60. BYU blows out Omaha 104-47, and Arizona State downs San Diego State 79-47. In Big Ten women's action, it was Rutgers over Rhode Island 68-63, and Ohio State knocked off Bellarmine 90-33. Don't forget about the KCM Sports Rewind All-Star festivities coming up this Sunday out at the Carroll High School gym. Doors again opening up at around 1:30 with the event getting underway at 2 o'clock. We'll have a volleyball All-Star game featuring 24 of our area volleyball athletes. We'll also have a dodgeball tournament featuring our football players, our girls swimmer of the year, our girls tennis player of the year, and also our cross-country girls and boys cross-country athletes of the year as well, and athletes that are invited. So we appreciate all of those athletes that will be out there again. We'll have an award ceremony, a football passing competition, lots of fun things beginning at 2 o'clock. It'll be a couple of hours of entertainment. It's free and open to the public, so come on out and enjoy. Again, getting underway at 2 o'clock this Sunday out at the Carroll High School gym. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.